So we're talking about living lighter. And to help us do that is Kate Emerson on the show this morning. Good morning to you, Kate. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Coming in real early.
Thank you so much. So lovely to be here.
Apparently, you are around pretty much all the time.
Getting around the world all the
time. Around the world, yeah.
I call it location-free living.
Wow.
And it gets my juices going, I tell you.
Talk to me about that. What does that exactly mean?
So 2 years ago, I packed up my home in Greenside and literally have 3 boxes at a friend. My cat went to my other best friend. And I have everything, I travel with everything else that I have. And yeah, it's been an incredible journey. And it's taken some guts, it's taken some courage.
I love that, yeah.
And if you think about the way she's living, she's literally going, I just take what I need. What I don't need is not there.
No electricity bill, no, none of those. You're cutting down half of your post. I'm going to try it for a couple of months. I'm going to drop the cats and chickens with you. Oh, hang on, no, wait.
No, your chickens are not going to make it.
No, I wouldn't do the chickens.
No, don't leave the chickens to me.
Just take the cats.
I hear you. That's incredible. I think most people that we know, including ourselves, we do tend to hold on to stuff. Eh?
Yeah.
I cleared out recently my one cupboard, and I just let go. I'm never going to fit into that t-shirt again.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah. You did one cupboard. What about one room, one home, one life, one friend? You know what? I think that we are far too attached to all the things that we have, and we give them too much energy and too much control over our lives. And then we stop following our passion, we stop following our dreams, we stop being energized, we're too weighed down. And it's literally, I say, everything that you've got in your life, imagine if you were to weigh it, like put it on a scale. What do people's lives weigh? And then you take all the emotional baggage and all those friends that actually you know you want to boot out the door. And people always look at me with wide eyes. They say, what do you mean I must throw out some friends? Sometimes
you
need to throw out some friends.
You do.
Because we kind of outgrow where we are, and sometimes we're so scared to do that and step into the next layer. And we want to take everything with us, and we drag the past and we try and take that into the future.
Close this year off.
Close this year. So I talk about close out strong.
Some people will tell you, though, it's not that easy to let go, especially when you're saying cutting out friends. How strong and how daring must you be as a person to make a clean break?
You've got to have courage of steel, I tell you. But just because we move on from people doesn't mean that something's necessarily wrong. It just means that maybe we're no longer appropriate for each other. Maybe we're not bringing out the best in each other.
Someone sitting in the car this morning listening to us on the way to work. They've done the same job for many years, but it's comfortable and it's secure. They need to get the money. They've got friends in their lives that weigh them down that they see every weekend possibly. Their house is probably cluttered. They've held on to stuff that they shouldn't. What is your message to them right now, this morning? When do you start doing it? Where do you start?
Start small. Start where you can.
Where's small?
Everybody, your bedside table.
Okay. Look at all this clutter on this bedside table here. Look at this to me.
Hey, I can see. I can see.
Mostly your stuff.
Hey. That's why you're so heavy. Why are you carrying other people's monkeys?
Because
I think a lot of people are walking around like that.
Yeah, you know that saying, not my circus, not my monkeys. There's a beautiful quote when I think of this time of year, and it's by Duet Jones. I wish it was by me, but it wasn't. And it says, quit your flapping and ride your thermals.
Yes.
What flapping?
Quit your flapping and ride your thermals. I love that.
I love it. One thing. Today is the day. You're driving to work right now. Do one thing.
Maybe slow down, Martin. That might be next year's contract you're throwing out.
Too late for that, darling.
Oh, how's that voice? Pick one thing.
I'm kidding.
You're so mad.
Thank you so much for coming in, Kate. We appreciate it. Some inspiration. And listen, yeah, bon voyage.
Thank you so much for having me.